As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. This is Craig Custance along with Joe Smith of The Athletic. Coming off an incredible night, the Tampa Bay Lightning, of course, won their second consecutive Stanley Cup, beating the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Andrei Vasilevskiy, as he does after losses, was dominant. Another shutout, wins the Conn Smythe. The Conn Smythe Zoom winner was Nikita Kucherov. Unbelievable performance on and off the ice by Nikita. Even better performance by Joe. Joe, how are you holding up, my friend?
Good. Not much sleep last night or the last few months of that, rather, but I'm sure the Lightning are probably still out having fun.
Yeah.
I think the drunk cooch is, party cooch is going strong, I'm sure, but they deserve it. It was a heck of a run. It's an unprecedented run the last couple of years to win two cups in 10 months, one in a bubble, one during the pandemic, too. I think it's going to be looked at in history as one of the best. So, but yeah, it was a fun ride to just kind of cover and try to bring people into it. From afar, but yeah, it was an incredible run for them.
There's a lot of I don't want to say there's a lot of things that make this team different than teams of this era. You know, we heard a lot about the cap, and there's people that are still mad about the way that this team maneuvered the cap situation with Kucherov on long-term injured reserve. They also did it during pandemic and they had the bubble. When we pan back 10 years from now, Joe, what are we going to remember most about this group of Lightning players?
Well, I think, you know, if you go 20 years from now, you'll probably have a handful of Hall of Famers in this group, you know. So you think of, the talent, you know, you get the star power, you think of the historic run by Kucherov, who had also a fractured rib during the whole Cup final up there, cross-checked by Scott Mayfield, was getting injections before every game. You'll remember like the block shots by Alex Thorn that broke his fibula and tried to come back and play after having surgery, and Barclay Goodrow's block shot in the final minute. Yeah, you know, I remember like a really ridiculously talented team that had relentlessly determined to win a Stanley Cup. And so I think that'll how I remember it. Is I'll remember the stars, but I'll remember like the 1-0 shutout win in game five and just their ability to win it any way you want, right? They could win in a high scoring shootout, they could win in a 1-0 game, they could win in a physical battle like they did against the Panthers. Like no matter what they try to throw at them, they could win any way you can. And not many teams can kind of play all those styles and play it well. And you got to give them credit for doing that.
Absolutely. This is as loaded a team as you can put together with the restraints of a cap. And a lot of credit goes to GM Julien Brisebois for maneuvering, but also finding players that you know, the Blake Colemans, the Barclay Goodrows that fit under that structure. And, you know, it's interesting. I think the thing I didn't see coming with this group, because you look at them, Steven Stamkos, the captain, wins another cup, maybe one of the greatest guys in terms of star players around. John Cooper, the affable head coach. Victor Hedman couldn't be a better guy to deal with. I love this group. And they have become villains, and because of the cap thing, and then Nikita Kucherov during the Zoom last night, just I mean, like a wrestler coming off the top rope, just, like appears with his shirt off, calls you out in the first question, "What do you have, Joe?" or whatever. Joe, let's hear it. Yeah. It was amazing. It was an amazing performance. did you see this coming, that they would, now people are like, there's this backlash against the Lightning for a group of, for a team that is so likable from my position. What do you think of them as villains? I love it.
I love it too. I mean, I love what they did last night. Like, you know, listen, yes, like these are some of the most likable people you ever meet, right? And even Kucherov, like he has this, you know, that's the real Kucherov. Like he doesn't show us the real personality, but that's him. You know, he just, and he's just being honest, right? He's being honest that Vasilevskiy should have won the Vezina. That's what he feels. He was honest the way that the Montreal fans celebrated, like 30,000 people outside and only 300 people inside. You know, he was, like, he was just being honest. Like, I think you always complain about athletes being boring or giving us cliches and toeing the company line. But when actually they step out and actually are excited and themselves, like we were like backlash, we're like saying something interesting and something honest. And I think, you know, this team is 100% real, like no matter what you say, and they're authentic and that's who they are. They're not making any, you know, the alter egos or personalities. This is them who at the core. That's John Cooper at his core. That's Steven Stamkos, and Victor Hedman's the nicest human I've ever met. You know, they're
he
all
really
the same
is, by
people.
The way, for the record.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I think people years later should appreciate the personalities. They should appreciate, you know, the heart and the grit of this group and the talent. Like, I think, like Marty St. Louis told me, they'll never play on a better team than they played on this year. These guys ever, which is saying something because, you know, of how talented this group, they're still young too in their prime. So I think I enjoyed last night just because you get to see some of the personalities come to life and people, it went viral or whatever. And but it was just fun to see the pure elation and from groups that have been still kind of like kind of guarded for a little bit now.
Yeah. I found, besides Kucherov, you know, winning the podium, I forgot who, it might have been John Cooper, like people openly talking about the motivation of trying to win this year because they know this roster is going to be broken up. And, you know, I laughed because James Myrtle, within seconds of the cup being awarded, was like, it's going to be difficult to keep it together in classic James fashion. But
let him enjoy for 1 minute. Let him enjoy like, don't break the whole band up yet.
That's right. But this is what we do, right? Like, they can go out and have fun. And I know it's not just us. I mean, you know how Julien Brisebois operates. He's thinking about what this roster, how the puzzle pieces fit moving forward. I don't think the celebration is going to last too long for him. We're going to be into the draft and the expansion draft, and all this is going to hit pretty quickly. I know in general we've said it's not going to look the same. What does that, you know, to read the tea leaves, what does that mean to you? Like, where are the significant differences?
Well, I'll agree with you first off that I think it was interesting that Stamkos mentioned several times in that round. He talked publicly about, like, hey, this is going to be the last dance or last day of school for us as a group. Like, it won't be the last chance they can win a championship, but the Colemans and Goudreaus and Savard be probably his last time. You know, they'll be, the core will remain in place. Like, they'll still have Point, Vasilevskiy, Kucherov, you know, Cirelli, Sergachev, like, they'll have a bunch of their top players in there. It's just like most teams, like Kenny Holland always says, the depth always gets lost after a couple teams because that third line that was so dynamic, I don't know if they can keep 2/3 of them, you know, going forward, whether it's Coleman and Goudreau, they could potentially stay, but they have to create some cap space for those guys. This is their first big deal coming up, right? And a lot of teams will watch that playoff and like, these guys are really valuable, right? You know, expansion draft, you'll lose a player. You wonder if it might be the last time you see Alex Killorn, for example, in a Lightning uniform. So valuable and so important, but you know, you need to cut some cap space, and he's a guy who has value on the market. He's not a salary dump, right? There are guys that you can probably trade and get some capital back, and have to trade 2 people to get 1 person off your roster. So Tyler Johnson, you know, what a swan song for him. If it's amazing, the 30 teams didn't take him for free twice last year, and he's probably the best fourth line center you're going to find in the National Hockey League. So it won't be like a complete teardown. It won't be like the Blackhawks in 2010 or whatever else it was. I think there'll be some measured changes, but you look at the game winning goal last night, Ross Colton, you know, a guy who'll probably play in that maybe third line next year. Matthew Joseph came and played, and it's all about this team has been built of guys coming through the system and being able to play on those entry level deals. That's how this team works. You can't have everybody making $10 million and work. So there'll be some changes, won't be wholesale changes. And I think there'll still be a chance to be a cup contender next year.
I think I like the Blackhawks comparison, because I think what people forget when you do have to make moves for cap reasons, you do get assets back. And, you know, they move Dustin Byfuglien, they move Andrew Ladd, they move Chris Versteeg, and they're getting first round picks. They're getting significant assets. And like you said, these aren't salary dumps. Andre Palat has value if that's what they have to do. And you know, there is real opportunity there to, yes, you're going to take a hit short term, but you are going to, you know, this is a team that's been moving first round picks to try to contend and win. And maybe there's a chance to reset a little bit on that front. But we have all summer to talk about that, Joe. That's tomorrow's problem. Congratulations to you on great coverage. Make sure, if you're not subscribing to The Athletic, make sure you subscribe to The Athletic. Just, if no other reason, to read all of Joe's copy out of the game last night. And then meanwhile, Jeremy Rutherford's over there. We got Tarasenko breaking news on a trade, like tons of great hockey. Make sure you're subscribing to listen to that. And thank you, Joe, for joining and doing this. I know you probably got no sleep. Thank you for listening to our breaking news coverage. Go to The Athletic's headlines section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play news from The Athletic. And you can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to join for just $3.99 per month. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.